We're off to visit our friend at the bottom of the mountain.
Who's that?
Satire.
Sometimes I don't realize just how brilliant you are.
He's the most powerful underground espionage agent in the Western Hemisphere.
Listen here, you rascals.
Pay close attention, and hopefully by the end of this, you'll know a lot more about sex and what can happen when you get involved
with equal penetration.
This is a course known as choking the club.
Notice that the employee was focused completely on satisfying the customer.
Where do we start?
Part of the man's body, which we call the penis,
which he twirled and twirled and twirled.
Hauled the cock and pulled.
She waved her arms wildly to beat them off.
And then she pulled and pulled and, oh.
It is left off.
Ah!
Breaking all the knobs off.
That upset me!
I can understand how you could be upset about that.
He had her hand in his, and he was comforting her and trying to get her to lay back down.
Exhausted, Dick lay down to sleep in the shelter of an old oak tree.
They had to wake him up so they could explain about
the most solid ball striking I've ever seen.
Then try to bust your opponent's balls.
But I'm gonna watch these little balls.
And when he got down the stairs, he saw his father standing beside his mother.
Naked as a jaybird.
I've seen at many occasions my parents in the nude.
And the only thing that scares me
is one of the fundamentals of grooming.
Or spindle shanks, or
some pizza sauce
being placed inside a coffin.
Then you have to run around and catch the other one. Oh, that's fun. I used to like to play that one.
Anybody who fools around with this is playing with dynamite.
Abraham Lincoln
is playing with dynamite.
What on earth caused that explosion?
Living on a diet of rice and old shoes.
Have a few drinks before hitting the road.
Good idea. Let's go.
You're putting your life on the line. Is it worth it?
It is not.
Exactly. So, shut up.
And now let's answer a few questions from our mailbag.
Here's a question from a listener.
Are we being punished?
You are.
The question I ask young people.
Do you have any words for your private parts?
A bull, a dick, the fuzz.
And don't let me catch you monkeying with mine for another couple of years yet.
Is it time for lunch?
No, no, no. There's no time for that.
How about milk, his father asked.
The milk may have turned bad.
Just like your own family.
I do wish to ask one thing.
What would you say if I asked you to show me your underpants?
To find the answer, ask yourself these questions.
Have you ever been thrown into confusion?
Horseshoe crabs on my tongue, scorpions on my tongue, go around passing people like that, like a flying saucer dump, no shitty damn, don't know what side of it like that, and you know it come on out on it.
What are you talking about?
Damn right.
If you have a question about manners, write to
the new Neiman Marcus that just opened.
Send a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll get you
duct tape, a handsaw, crowbar, hammer and nails.
Or spider legs.
What a nasty surprise.
Well, I'd already died twice from overdoses, and the people had breathed life back into me.
On the bed to the right is his ever-present carton of cigarettes. On the left, a more frequently present companion these days,
Johnny Mathis.
They've got the answer for all my heavy-duty problems.
Well, now here's the question I'm sure everybody would like to have answered.
Have you ever felt so foolish?
Oh, God, what do you mean?
Have you ever been embarrassed?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Answer me, you maggot!
I have no legs!
Why is that the answer?
Because he has no legs left when his straight men get through with him.
In fact, we can even order special custom options to fit our exact needs.
But I need a strong cleaner.
Use the ether and nitrous oxide to eliminate
hundreds and thousands of our young people.
People running around nude.
People running everywhere.
But the people were not sorry for their sins.
Now you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Nothing upsets a pickle lover more than a dull, soggy
steak sandwich.
Covered in big orange and blue spots.
Well, I might. Then I might not.
You might escape getting pregnant.
I will not.
I'm pregnant.
Me too. But just because she can get pregnant doesn't mean she's ready to have a baby.
Well, I might just do that.
And you're then just as likely to get pregnant as before.
Move the baby down and out the opening surrounded by the sphincter muscles.
Yeah, come on up here, baby. Come on.
You can ignore it and hope it goes away before it impacts your life.
I have already lived several hundred years.
But others believe he was about five.
I believe we've had enough of that in the United States.
If our country is to successfully defend our right to live the American way,
we must put a special powder
under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
Or I will destroy your pathetic civilization.
Then it's time to begin the voice lesson.
Lesson number two. You've now had a chance to do the exercise at least six times.
Haven't had to.
You should be finding that you are more relaxed throughout the day, and that you can relax more quickly with
Johnny Mathis.
He will probably ask you whether you have any pinkish discharge.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
That's good. That's wonderful.
After 10 or 12 minutes, stop the lesson.
Then it was over.
Say goodbye to all your friends.
I gotta say goodnight to Joey first.
Goodnight, y'all. Peace.